A ceasefire in eastern Ukraine appears to be collapsing, with both the Ukrainian government and separatist forces accusing each other of violating it. That won't come as a surprise to the people in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev, who are deeply skeptical. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley sent this report.
You might have thought that after 5 months of fighting, a decimated economy, and an estimated 2,600 deaths, people would be ecstatic about a possible end to the war. But any relief was overshadowed by doubt. Maria Ishchenko says Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is good, but the peace will fail because of Russian President Vladimir Putin.
I think Poroshenko does everything right, but есть темная сторона, это Россия, да, которая нарушит эти договоренности.
Well, there's the dark side of Russia, who will break these agreements.
The agreement provides for more autonomy for the eastern breakaway provinces of Donetsk and Luhansk. Ishchenko says they've become like a cancer on Ukraine.
Не стоило бы так говорить, но я не вижу ничего другого.
Maybe I shouldn't have said it this way, but I don't see anything else.
So should you chop them off?
Yes.
Ukrainians in Kiev say the conflict has been devastating, ripping their country apart. Yet at the same time, they say it has helped forge a real sense of Ukrainian identity for the first time. When the Soviet Union dissolved in 1991, independence was handed to them. Now Ukrainians say they're fighting for their country. There are signs of that new patriotism all over Kiev. The Ukrainian flag flies from buildings and cars. Giant banners proclaim glory to Ukraine and her heroes. Brigades of young people paint the city's fences in the national colors of yellow and baby blue. Kievite Vadim Nabuev says the ceasefire is a good thing.
Because it will allow us to strengthen our army with new enforcements and press harder.
When his wife Svetlana says no to more war, Vadim replies that Ukraine will only have peace when it drives the bandits out. The mistrust on both sides is enormous. Speaking over the weekend, Andrei Lysenko, spokesman for Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council, said he fully expected the separatists to try to provoke a reaction from the Ukrainian army. If the country's future is hanging in the balance, you wouldn't know it on the streets of Kiev, where a sunny weekend brings out musicians and families licking ice cream cones. But entering the gates of a military hospital is like stepping into another world, and it's a jolt.
And inside on the vast grounds with the trees, there are wounded Ukrainian soldiers out on stretchers, enjoying the sun where family members have come to see them. And this really brings home the fact that this country was at war.
Sergei Kozak fought with the Ukrainian Army Special Forces. Now he sits in a wheelchair with his discolored left leg full of metal pins. Kozak says he got that wound during the last ceasefire. I ask if this war pitted brother against brother.
Нету никаких братьев.
There are no brothers. There are no brothers there.
Возможно, в России так хотят считать, что
Kozak says his units were up against bands of mercenaries from Russia, Chechnya, and Afghanistan. He says the ceasefire doesn't really depend upon Ukraine. It depends on Russia, he says, and just how deeply it wants to get into our territory. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kiev.